Based on the news coming out of Washington, D.C., one might think that efforts to create green jobs, employment linked to renewable energy, were a flop. But the view from Oakland is very different.
One of the bright spots during the recession in California has been the alternative energy and renewable energy, and we continue to see that to be true.
That's Jakarta Imani, executive director of the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, one of the organizations that has pioneered the idea of developing green-collar jobs. It's not a top-down national change, he says, but one that is taking root locally in multiple communities.
All economies are regional economies. In different regions, there's different parts of the renewable energy economy that have taken hold. In sections of the Midwest, it's wind. Other places in California and throughout the nation are experimenting with tidal power, which is going to mean regional energy jobs. Installing these renewable energy generation sources, maintaining them, linking them all together, that's going to mean thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs.
California has worked successfully to set a standard in many of these areas, Imani says, but employment in renewable energy is growing nationwide, despite political rhetoric that tries to minimize that progress for partisan purposes.
There's over 100,000 people employed in solar in the United States, and there's about 70,000 employed in coal. And so the political rhetoric is that green jobs are phantom jobs, but the political truth and the economic reality is they're good jobs and they're in a growing industry. As long as people believe that there's political points to be gained, those people aren't ever going to have any interest in touting the good news of green jobs. But for college students and high school students and people who are unemployed looking for work, the Greensfield is still a place where there's important and huge opportunities.
So far, most of these green jobs have involved the installation and maintenance of alternative energy systems. But Imani predicts that related manufacturing will also see a localized rebirth, one driven by rising energy costs for transportation.
As the cost of fossil fuel continues to go up, it's just going to be way cheaper, not only better for the environment, to produce things right here, where you don't have to ship it halfway across the world. Some of these jobs are manufacturing, but there also is going to be the installation and the upkeep. And those jobs are going to be jobs that you can only do right here on site.
By networking to share ideas and methods among local endeavors, rather than consolidating effort and manpower in concentrations of scaled-up production, Imani says decentralized economic growth can still yield across-the-board benefits.
The world is global, but everybody lives in regional communities, and leadership has to start there, and good ideas have to start there. And we have to put these ideas into practice, starting in the places that we live. I still have hope in government, and I think that the federal government, someday in this country, will get its act together when we force it to. But it's local and regional and community that can actually really make a difference, that can show people how it's done and give this country real hope.
Once that local model takes hold, he says, everyone can benefit, not just the rich and powerful few.
We can have an economy that puts the planet and people first, and it's still increasing shared prosperity, where you get people in the planet doing better and better quarter after quarter, and not just a few wealthy people.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.